Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing today? You are listening to the Rehab Sports Guys. Welcome back to the Rehab Sports Guys. I just got done covering the South region, and now I'll be moving on to the last region, the Midwest. And the number one seed in the Midwest is the North Carolina Tar Heels. They're coming off a very easy win against Washington, the 9 seed. They won 81-59. They basically kind of ran and hid in the second half. Cameron Johnson, who is their leading scorer, averaging 17 points per game, only had 13, but he helped out the assist column with 7 assists. Luke May, their other star forward, had 20 points and 14 rebounds. He's been balling since the very first Duke game in middle February, averaging 20 points and 10 rebounds almost every time out. I really think North Carolina is one of the best basketball teams in the country. I think they are one of 3 teams that could win the national championship. And I think they probably are the best team in the tournament left. That being said, the only thing that worries me with the Tar Heels is their lack of consistent 3-point shooting. And that's the one thing that the team they will be playing, the number 5 seeded Auburn Tigers, are very, very good at. Auburn is a very streaky shooting team. But that being said, they're averaging 80 points a game. North Carolina's averaging 86 points per game. Auburn doesn't play very good defense. They're giving up 76 points per game. North Carolina, on the other hand, plays excellent defense at 66 points per game. North Carolina is going to out-rebound you, get out and run, play good team basketball with over 19 team assists. They're like top 10 in the country in that category. So that's an exciting game. But let me backtrack to where Auburn was. Auburn was up on Kansas 51-25 at halftime. They made 50% of their threes, forced 16 Kansas turnovers. That's not very normal from a Bill Self coach Kansas basketball team. Auburn is going to get up in you, play defense, try and speed you up, try and get up and down and shoot threes. When North Carolina is trying to do the same thing, but they're going to pound it inside, get offensive rebounds, get a lot of defensive rebounds, and get out and run. There's a reason that when they played Duke without Zion Williamson, they were 15 points ahead in both games. It's because if you're shorthanded, they'll get out and run you into the ground. I like North Carolina in this game. I think it's going to be a close game, but I like North Carolina getting to the Elite Eight. The other Sweet 16 game is number 3 Houston and number 2 Kentucky. Kentucky had a very tough game against Wofford. Hero might have not had a great scoring game, but he held the number 1 3-point shooter as far as makes in NCAA history to 0 out of 12 from 3-point. Him and help, obviously, but he was the predominant defender. I like Hero very much, but he reminds me a lot of Klay Thompson. Great two-way player, but can completely flat-out score the basketball when needed. That Wofford game was really just Hoover, one of the shooting guards, didn't have any help. He was knocking down threes, but nobody else was because of the defense from Hero and company. Hopefully Kentucky gets P.J. Washington back. I don't expect him back for this basketball game. Houston didn't have a great 3-point shooting game. in their last time out against Ohio State, but they still were able to win by 15. So hopefully in this game, Houston can get some better three-point shooting. But they both are about the same in points per game. Their defense, Kentucky plays a lot better defense. I mean, Houston plays decent defense, but lesser competition, obviously, in the American. Both are decent rebounding teams. Houston's the better assist team. That all being said, I think Kentucky has the more talent. But it comes down to making shots. If Hero is making shots and Travis is getting 12 points, 10 rebounds in the paint, I like Kentucky in this game going on to face North Carolina. So in the Elite Eight, that would leave us with number one seeded North Carolina, number two seeded Kentucky. Talk about a blue blood knockout round. It'll be a good game, but if Kentucky does not have PJ Washington, North Carolina runs off and hides in this game. I don't think Kentucky will have the depth. North Carolina will out-rebound them, get up and down, get Travis in foul trouble, and if that happens, you saw it in the Wofford game when he went out of the game, Kentucky faltered a little bit. So I like North Carolina getting to another Final Four under Roy Williams. So now I've got Tennessee, North Carolina, Michigan State, Texas Tech. That's my pick to survive the weekend, but I will have a podcast out next Monday. Let's see how I did. Enjoy all the basketball games. And for David and Jesse, I'm Ian, and you've been listening to the Rehab Sports Guys podcast.